We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tanner, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. All right. Speaking of guys who are contributing, as I said, Tanner Houck's online. Tanner, thanks for joining us before the game today. And awesome job the other day. I know you just threw a bullpen session. You ready to go for Wednesday?
Yes, sir. Yeah, excited for the opportunity. I've said it once before, and I'll continue to say it. I want to give everything to this team. I mean, they're a great group of guys in that locker room, and they go out there and play hard every day, and that's all I can want to do and give.
Hey, Tanner, man, there was one pitch, and I know you had the nasty two-seamer. I know you had a nasty slider, but that one pitch, I think it was Gardner. You put that split-finger pitch, which you had been working on. And I know you only threw it like three times, but you put it right where you needed to. That one must have felt good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those pitches where I've only been throwing it for about a year now, a little over a year. I started working on it last spring training, actually 3 days before the whole COVID incident happened. I went home, spent the 3 months that we had off really sitting there and working on it, went to the alt site last year, continued to work on it, pushed myself, said, all right, this is a pitch that I know I need to develop, I know I need to grow. Especially if I want to stay a starter, and it's a pitch that within a year has come a long way, and I'm excited to see where it can be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road.
So how much better is it now than even in April, or is it better, you think, than it was before you the first time up in the majors?
It's definitely a better pitch now. I've been able to kill some spin on it, been able to kill some velocity on it to help separate it more from the two seam, because they profile pretty similar. But now that I've kind of had some time to really work on it, and I'm really figuring it out, it's one of those pitches now that I have a ton of confidence in and love working on it, love throwing it, and excited to continue to bring it out. And show that, hey, this is a major weapon in my arsenal now, along with my other pitches.
All right, this is Rob Bradford along with Tanner Houck on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network pregame show. And Tanner, one of the things that we noticed, I think great Twitter account Red Sox Stats noticed, that you had started raising your hands or above your head or changing your delivery in that respect. Is there anything to that?
For me, yeah. It was just a matter of staying on top of the ball. And you'll hear that said a lot with different pitching coaches and hand being on top of the ball. But for me, being a low three-quarter guy, I have a tendency to drop my arm slot, get on the side of the ball thinking that it would help out the pitches. But I've really worked on staying through the ball, driving it to the catcher, and with that pitch, that's a pitch that you really have to focus on doing that, along with the four seam, and it's helped not only those two pitches, but it's also helped my two seam, my slider. It's just helped with the consistency of those pitches.
So when did you start doing it? Is this something you started doing when you just doing rehab coming back off the injury?
No, this has been like an ongoing thing since last year. It's one of those things where you have to correct the things that you were doing wrong. Whenever you've done certain things for so long, it's hard to break those habits. And I've been able to break those habits to where I can consistently repeat the proper, I guess, on arm slot or like just staying through the ball more. So it's just really just breaking those old bad habits and just training new better habits. And if you're a hitter, you know, you do 1,000 swings the wrong way, that's what you're going to do. But it takes 2,000 swings to correct the thousands of swings that you've done the wrong way. So pitching's the same way. You got to go out there and work and just push yourself, challenge yourself every day, and self-consciously think about it and know the feeling that you're looking for.
Tanner Houck joining us. And Tanner, I would just be curious about, obviously you had a great run last year. You were good when you came up previous before your injury. What do you feel that the one thing that you're better at now than you were even when you broke out of spring training?
For me, I would just say it's being more present in the moment of different things that happen on a day-to-day basis. It's a hard thing to do. A lot of people, you know, say that they do it. A lot of people believe that they do it. But truly just, like, taking everything in and every experience in, I would say I'm a lot better in, and just not dwelling on the past, not looking to the future. It's mostly just staying in the moment, staying present, and just saying to myself that, hey, listen, you gotta soak up all these experiences and just have those memories, put them away. The past is the past. I can't change it. The future is unwritten now. So just really just honing in on my craft.
Was there a moment or somebody who helped you do that? I mean, I got to imagine that there was sort of a turning point, because it wasn't that long ago. Like we said, you know, you were in the majors. It was April. Was there a turning point in the last couple months where you realized, hey, this is something that I have to do?
It's been one of those things as well that I've truly been working on since last year, and just embracing everything and being able to finally fully put it in practice and just say, you know what, like, it's okay. Whatever happens, happens. Basically, God has the key. You know, it's on his time, whatever he wants. And then going towards and not, like, kind of fighting him on it. So I've really started to live by that viewpoint, and just saying, you know what, he's got the keys. He'll take care of everything else and that he has in the plans for me, and just embracing every moment.
And Tanner, just last question. I mean, obviously, you know, last night was a little bit chaotic. I don't know if you were in the bullpen or the dugout, but, you know, when you're in your first full year and you enter as a member of the Red Sox in the Yankee Stadium, I could tell you all kinds of stories guys have told me. It's a whole new experience. What was your perspective when all that stuff with Verdugo went down last night?
I didn't see it. I do not, you know, want to speak too much on it. I didn't see exactly what happened. I didn't see the incident happen. I stick by my teammate, though. I mean, he was upset in that moment, understandably. It's just, you know, we're all people. We all get emotional. We all have our ups. We all have our downs. We all, you know, we get happy, sad, whatever happens. So I stick by my teammate, and I respect him, and you know, we all just want to be out there and play the game that we all love and that we've played since we were young.
Well, it must have been a lot of fun playing the game the other night. I mean, performing like you did on the Yankee Stadium mound, that was a pretty cool moment. And so, once again, congratulations on everything, Tanner. Doing an awesome job, and we appreciate you joining us before the game here.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.